Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this week's English Friday khutbah, and the topic is the family's care of children. Alhamdulillah. All praises is due to Allah, who has made children an adornment of this world. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. To continue, I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah, for verily Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, and have taqwa of Allah, so that you might be graced with His mercy. O believers, indeed, children are a precious gift from Allah that cannot be estimated. As Allah says, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ. He gives to whom he wills female children, and he gives to whom he wills males. Children are the joy of souls, for through them happiness enters into hearts and felicity into homes. Childhood is one of the most important stages of human life, and for this reason, the Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was keen to sit with children, to show them compassion, give them confidence, and strengthen their character. It has been narrated by Usama bin Zayd, may Allah be pleased with them both, that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, used to embrace him and Al-Hasan bin Ali bin Abi Talib and say, Allahumma arhamhuma fa'inni arhamuhuma. O Allah, be merciful to them as I am merciful to them. So, positive communication with the children, including them in our concerns, showing them tenderness and being kind in dealing with them, brings them much benefit. This helps their personality, enhances their self-confidence, and makes them feel loved and protected. The Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is reported to have said, مَا كَانَ الرِّفْقُ فِي شَيْءٍ قَطُّ إِلَّا زَانَهُ. Gentleness was never present in anything except that it adorned it. So, from the obligation of every father and mother is that they take time out to sit with their children, to listen to them, to benefit them from their knowledge and experience. For the Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is reported to have said to Abdullah ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them both, Ya ghulam, inni u'allimuka kalimat, ihfaz Allah yahfazk. O young boy, I will teach you a statement. Be mindful of Allah, and you will find Him before you. So, children are in need of being raised up, being educated with gentleness, compassion, and softness. And mothers and fathers should teach their children good etiquette and encourage them to emulate the best of manners. The parents should follow up on their well-being and stress for them that there are set times in which they are followed to use electronic devices. Children are in need of a human company, someone to be gentle to them, someone to be able to encourage with kindly and positive words, to bring happiness to their hearts through correct guidance. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give gifts to children, for when he was approached with a ring made of gold, he immediately gifted it to his granddaughter Umama, saying, "Wear this, O my daughter." O Allah, bless us with our children and grant us the ability to correctly raise and educate them. I say this and seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving, the most merciful. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.